Zayna Meshavila. He makes his sister into a Zayna. So true, he's over near Sechayat Krisis living with his sister. But now that he lived with her, she becomes a Zayna. Anisha becomes a Zayna if she lives with somebody that's also to a Chayat Krisis. But Chalola Le Meshavila. She does not become a Chalola yet. Because it's not a special Issa for Kayin, it was only an Issa to have a sister. But now, Chazra Boleho, if the brother lives with his sister second time, Aso Chalola. Now he makes her into a Chalola. Why? Because not only is there an Issa that is living with his sister, but there's also this is living with the Zayna. And the Issa to live with the Zayna is a special Issa upon a Kayin. So there's a special Bias Issa, Mitzad Akuna, therefore she becomes a Chalola. Rabbi Yehuda Yehudi says, Koyen Godol be Amona, when a Koyen Godol lives with an Amona, like Ishtayim, is two Malkus and two Averis. Achas Mishum Lo Yikach, it's not supposed to get married to him. V'yachas Mishum Lo Yichalol, her says Lo Yichalol, don't be Mechalol her, you can't make her into a Chalolo. And if a Koyen Godol lives with an Amona, she becomes a Chalolo, so there are two Averis involved. For the Gemara, if so, V'lukanan Mishum Lo Yichalol Zaroi, why isn't there a third Lav involved? That he's making his kids Chalolim. Any type of a kid he has now, the kid's a Chalol. A Kohen Gadol lives with an Amona, the kid is a Cholol. So why aren't you over this Aveira of Lo Yichalol Zaroi? So Gemara says, we're talking about Aviyah, B'Shaloi Gomer B'Yosai. He did not have the Gemara B'ya, he only made Haro, he only made a little bit, the beginning going in. Because there was no Sheikh Vazera coming out then. So therefore, there's no kids there, so there's no love of the Mechalol the Zaroi. Therefore, it's only over the first two Aveiras of Lo Yikach and Lo Yichalol, not to be Mechalol. Most of Rav is the Kashem. It says, Aloha, Almon, O Grusha, like Mishum Shnei Shemus. If a Kohen Gadol lives with an Almon and a Grusha, he's over two Shemus. So my love doesn't mean that this Almon, then she became a Grusha, now a Kohen Gadol lives with her, he's over two Averis, because she's an Almon and because she's a Grusha. So my love doesn't mean to say Shnei Shemus is Sulai, she's only over two Averis and nothing more, that's all. So the Chor Tzakasha, we ask Shvobu Lo Yichalol also. Somewhere it says Loi. What it means to say is Shnei Shemus al Zeh, or Shnei Shemus al Zeh, just means to say, it could be there are two names in each one of them. Zeinach Nami, for the Amona there's Navero Lo Yikach and Lo Yichalol, and for the Grusha the same way also. But it doesn't only mean just these two, it could mean there are two. Rosh Levada, there are two Yisurim here, but on each one of them, there are also two, one for Lo Yikach, one for Lo Yichalol. For the Gemara is so, Eim is Seifa, what does Seifa say? Eim is Seifa, Kerusha v'chalutza. The Koyin lives with a Grusha, and he was a Chalutza, Halacha Rizein, a Chayiv el Alachas. Yoni Chayiv on one. So Chura, why? So Chura, one, why only one? Chura should be a Lo Yikach and Lo Yichalol also. So Gemara's Hochikom, this is what it means to say. The Bryce meant to say, Eim is Chayiv el Alachas. Out of these two asurim of a Gerusha and a Chalutza, you only chayiv one, because only a Gerusha is also midiraisa to a Kohen. A Chalutza midiraisa is mutter to a Kohen. It's only midirabonim that she's also. But this one is of a Gerusha, uliyaylam shnei shemais. But really this one Gerusha, you chayiv two averis, for the layikach and for layichalo. For layichalo, since you're making her into a Chalala, you're over now a lav also. Mer says, the Chalutza the Rabbanin, and Chalutz is only with the Rabbonin. This is a kasha now. The Chalutz of the Rabbonin is Chalutz only also with the Rabbonin. V'atanya we learned. Gerusha. The Torah says, what a Kohen can't take a Gerusha. So the Hurain li yell a Gerusha. I only know to say a Kohen can't marry a Gerusha. Chalutz of Minayin. How do we know that a Kohen can't even marry an Isha that was a Chalutz? That means that a husband died and no children, there was a brother alive. So the brother gave a Chalitza. She's called a Chalutz now. How do you know a Kohen can't marry her? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'isha. An extra vav, an extra Pasuk, V'isha. So, Chorot Smashmetz Midiraisa. So, how could we say it's only Midirabonin? So, Gemara says, no, the emes is Midirabonin. A Chalutz is only Yasa to a Kohen, Midirabonin. It's only Yigzera Mishum Agerusha. Who cross Machta B'Yalmo. And that's why we make this drosha. It's not a real drosha from the Pasuk. It's only an Asmachta. It's like a Smach, where the Rabbonin made the, took out from. But Avadim Midiraisa, Kohen is only also to a Grusha, not to a Chalutza. Omer Abaya, Abaya says like this, Kideish Leika. If a Kohen Gadol marries, a Kohen marries a Grusha, for the Kedushin alone he gets Malchus. He's over the lab of Lo Yikach. He gets, so Rashi says either a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot. If they marry one of the Psulim, they get Malchus for the lab of Lo Yikach. Rabbi says lo yikach es mashma kedushin even without bia. Boal, then when the kohen lives with her, like gets a second malchus. Why? Kiddush like mishum lo yikach. When he makes the kedushin, is over the lav of lo yikach. A kohen can't take a grusha or a kohen gadol or namono. Boal, when the kohen lives with her, then like mishum lo yichalol. That's when he makes her a chalolo. That's this lav lo yichalol. Don't make her into a chalolo. With the kedushin alone, she's not a chalolo yet. She only becomes a chalolo when the kohen lives with her. So b'shas tibia, that's when he has the second malchus, the second lav of lo yichalol. That's what Abaye holds. Rav Amarovitz says no. Boal loika. Only when he makes the bia does he get the two times malchus in. But leibol and loika. But without the bia, just with the kedushin alone, that's not the avera. Why? Mishum nechsev, because the pasuk says together, lo yikach v'lo yichalol. In other words, my tam lo yikach. What's the reason why a kohen can't marry a grusha or a zayna? Mishum lo yichalol. In order not to make her a chalola. So it comes out that if you have bia with them, then you're over the two lavim. But just with kedushin alone, you don't have a lav. Yeah. That's what Rav holds. Mar says now, Amoida Abaye agrees, even though he says by kohen he's over the aver with kedushin alone, but Abaye agrees, the master gerusha soy, that if a person remarries his gerusha, the avera, that means if you gave the get to your wife and she lived with another man, now if you want to marry her back again, shim kiddush v'lo yibol, shein aleika. If you only make kedushin, you don't live with her, even Abaye would agree you don't get malchus for this. Why? Because the pasuk says, l'chosa liyas l'alisha, amar rachmana, v'leka. Turns out that you can't remarry your gerusha after she lived with somebody else, that son l'kachas de l'alisha. L'alisha means to live with her. So when you live with her, then you're over the avera. Rashi says, "Lakachas liyas l'alisha, tekivon dekichu kedushin, liyas l'alisha means ishus shall be a kama." The Torah means liyas l'alisha that when is the kedushin also? If you're going to be with her like an ishus, means when you live with her. So here, Abaye would agree by Master Gerushasai, you only have the love when you live with her. Yeah. Almighty Rav agrees, even though he says by kedushin alone, there's no avera, but Rav agrees that the kohen gadol be amona, when a kohen gadol marries an amona, shim boal v'loy kiddush shalika. Shim boal v'loy kiddush shalika. So what here he agrees, Rav agrees, that if he made a bia without kedushin, he gets malchus. Rav before said, boal loika lebolin loika. Rav agreed to know. Shimboal v'loy kiddush shalika. Why v'loy yichal zarabam abam rachmana v'rehu chilul. So Rashi is like this. Afagav deboi b'surikun atarti. As even though before Rav has said you would need both of them, which is mashma before dafka bia acha kiddushin. That dafka you have to have the seder is first you have to marry her and then you live with her, then you're over the two isurim. By a grusha, when a kohen marries a grusha, if he just lives with her, he's not over an avera. It's only if he first marries her, then he lives with her, then you have the yisa by a kohen to a grusha. But Rav agrees, though, by an amona to a kohen gadol, that even with the bi alone, without kedushin, also you get malchus. Why? Because here the pasuk says, "Blo yichalo zaru biyamav amar rachmona." Vareyu chilul, you made her into a chilul, you made her a chalala, therefore the bi alone is the avera. Now, Shnei Moedim, both Abai and both Rav, both agree that the Master Gerushasai, Shem Boyabul, like Kiddush and Aleika, if you only have Bia with her, but you don't marry her, there's no Avera, you don't have the special love. Why? Derech Lekuchen Aswatara. Thirst is Claw, Lekachtas Lil Alisha, you can't take her back to be your wife. There's only us of a Master Gerushasai through Kiddushin. But without Kiddushin, you don't have the special love. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Bas Ger Zocha Kabas Cholom. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Ger, even if he marries a regular Bas Yisrael, the Lacher is his kid is still a Cholom. His daughter is called a Cholom. Tanya learned, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Bas Ger Zocha Kabas Cholom Zocha. That's the same halacha. Just like a Cholom Zocha, his kid, his daughter, is a Cholola, same thing a Ger Zocha, his daughter, is a Cholola. The Yadid Nois in the Svaras like that. Ma Cholom Shabu Amiti Peksherah. Madach cholol that came with tipikshera. His parents were Jews. Still beat the psula since he's a chol. His daughter's also a cholola. Ger shebo mitip psula. His parents were goyim. is Eina Din Shavit Epsul is for sure he should have a bigger pagam, a bigger psul, that his daughter should also be a chalala? Samara says, no, I'll tell you, Ma l'cholol sheken yitzri rosa b'yavera. A cholol is the pshat that his parents did an avera. It was a kayin marrying a grusha. So that via was a b'yasissa. That's why the kid became a cholol. That's why this cholol now's daughter was also a cholola. Ma'ashenke in the ger, there was no avera involved. True, his parents were goyim, but there's no avera. Goyim could live together. They didn't do an avera with their parents. So since it's not called Yitzriyosa b'Yavera, maybe a ger is not as bad as a cholol is. So Mar says, no, kain gadol b'amon yachiyach. A kain gadol b'amon, that she becomes psula, she becomes a cholola, I'll bring you a proof. Shein Yitzriyosa b'Yavera, here this an amona. When she was born b'ksheiros. She first became psula now when the kain gadol lives with her. Still, b'tai psula, her daughter is psula. So Mar says, no, now the kain gadol b'amon, she came b'yosa b'Yavera again. Right now the B is b'Yavera. The Meister kain gadol living with an amona, that's a b'yasissa. So that's why their bita is a chalola. But maybe when a ger lives with a bas yisro that there was never a bias isser involved, maybe the kid is not a chalola. Someone that says chalol yachiyach, that when a chalol lives with a bas yisro, also there's no aveira right now. There's no bias isser. Still we say, since he's posel, his kid is also a chalola. The chazir then I go back and say, that this is not like that, that's not like this, means all chumras fall away, because each one has a different type of a chumra. Therefore I say, Asara Shava Shabhem, what's the equal, what's the old Shava B'Shava here? She'enoi B'roi V'Kal, they're not mutter to everybody, each one of them has their psulim, a chol on a ger, is afani obvious a ger, the same way I bring a ger also, She'enoi B'roi V'Kal, that a kayin can't marry a gyaris, so they're not B'roi V'Kal, therefore bita psula. Therefore a ger gets married to a bas Yisrael, his daughter is still a chalola. A cholol kain gadol to an amona, the bias was done by avera. Mashenk in a ger, there's no avera done by him. His parents, they were goyim, but it wasn't the bias issa though. So maybe a ger was not so bad. Mer says, no. Loi taima, don't say kain gadol be amoni yachiyach. Don't bring the proof from where a kain gadol is with an amona. Eleima rather say, mitzri rishon yachiyach. I have a proof on the psul of a mitzri rishon, a ger that's a mitzri. That the lachar is mal mitzri shen, just like a mitzri rishon. Shekain ainu royal lover the kal. No. There was the mitzri rishon, even though he lived what it wasn't done the avera, but the meister his kid is posul. His kid becomes a mitzri sheni. They're still posul the kal. So I see, even though there was no avera done when they were born, still since they're posul, their kids are also posul. Someone says, no, you can't bring a proof of mitzri rishon. I'll tell you, mal a mitzri rishon, she can ain't a royal lover the kal. He can't marry anybody. Mashenk and a cholol could marry bas yisrael. Someone says, cholol yachiyach. A cholol is a proof. The what cholol is mutter to marry into kal, and still his kid is posel. The chazra din, say, I made the chazra din now from a mitzri rishon to a cholol. Le roi zek roi zeh, hatar ha-shava shebem, what's the equal common denominator, what are they equal about? Shein and brother kal, they're not mutter to everybody, obitev sula, still their daughter is possible. Is afan a yovi as a ger, the same thing a ger, if a ger lives with a regular bas yisroel, shein and brother kal, he can't marry everybody, a ger can't marry a kain, still obitev sula, that is bita, his daughter is possible kuna. Remember now, mal hatar ha-shava shebem, shekein poislin bibi yosan, I tell you, there be apostles. If a mitzri lives, he's posel a mitzri. If a mitzri lives with a bas Yisrael, she becomes a chalola. If a cholol lives with an isha, she becomes a chalola. Or the amonot of kain gadol, she becomes a chalola. Mashenk and a ger doesn't make his wife into a chalola. Samura says no. For Rabbi Yehuda, ger nami posel b'biyosai. Rabbi Yehuda holds yes. If a ger lives with a bas Yisrael, she becomes a chalola. She becomes psul lakuna. Well, Maisla, how does he know this? But mehatzad mahidina, from these svaras gufa. So therefore, just like a ger is psula lekal, who adin if he lives with a regular bas yisrael, just like the mitzri pasuls that make them into chalala, who adin if you hold the ger also. If a ger lives with a bas yisrael, she becomes now psula lakuna. So therefore, that's a shita, just like she becomes psula lakuna, who adin the daughter also becomes psula lakuna. Then the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, ger. His halacha was, I'm a Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, ger shenasa giyoris, vita ksheru lakuna. Doesn't have to say the chiddush. If a Yisrael marries a geyeris, if the man is a Yisrael, even though she's a geyeris, the bitos ksher lekuna. But the opposite way, the ger shenosa bas Yisrael is also bitos ksher lekuna. As a blessed holds both ways, I'd be one of them. One of the parents is a regular Yisrael, the daughter is kosher lekuna. Avo ger shenosa geyeris bitos psul lekuna. That's your blessed ben Yaakov Shita. If both parents are geyeris, then the kid is posul lekuna. But as long as one of them, either the father or the mother, is a regular Yisrael, then the ger's kids is kosher, is not posul lekuna. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yoyna, geyrois geyeris, a girl a geyeris, pchusa mibas shalosh shanah b'yechad, if she was mizgayer less than 3 years old, ksher lekuna. A kohen is allowed to marry you now. She never, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, v'chol ataf banoshim hechiyu lechem, all the young ladies you keep alive. I'm mashma for you. And over there, v'aloi Pinchas, ha'yimoyim Pinchas was with them. And Pinchas was a kohen. So how are these young girls, the geyeris mutter, and my sister and the guy, you're less than 3 years old, they're mutter to a kohen. For Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan say about this? If they say no, they say a geyeris is also to a kohen, even though she was mizgayah less than 3 years old. For Rabbanan, hechiyu lechem means lavodim l'shvachas. Keep them for yourself, that they should be your maids. That's all. But not that you're allowed to marry them. Where it says, now, the kula nikrechadosh, they both dash in one posik. The posik in the Cheskel says, almona grush la yichu lehem lenoshim. Kiyim besulus mizera beis Yisrael. You can only marry a zera beis Yisrael. The what a kohen can marry an almona grusha, but you can only marry mizera beis Yisrael. The Yehudis sover are the east called zera Yisrael. Tony Mutiv, both parents are from Israel. But if one is from a ger, the kid is post lakuna. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Amano, Saba Mizera Vafilu Miksa Zera. As long as one of the parents is a Yisrael, then the kid is Mut lakuna. Only if both parents are Giyaris, then the kid is a Chalola post lakuna. We have Yossi Saba, Misha Nizra be Yisrael, depends. Misha Nizra B'Yisrael means, what's the word that means? The kid was born, he had to be born by Yisrael. Misha Nizra B'Yisrael, he had to be born by Yisrael. They are Rosa B'Gdusha, that the B'Shaz B'ya, both parents had to be Yisraelim. He holds if one of them was a ger, it's no good. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Sovar, Misha Nizra B'Sule B'Yisrael. He holds as long as the B'Sulem were grown when she was Yisrael. In other words, if she was Ms. Geyer after she's 3 years old, a girl gets her psulim when she's 3 years old. So it depends what she was when she's 3 years old. If she was already a ger before three, so now when she becomes 3 years old, her psulim are grown b'kedusha of the Israelis, she's mutter to a kohen. But if she was 3 years old as a guy, and then she's Ms. Geyer, then she's also to a kohen. She learns to tell you how she was when she was 3 years old. Oh, Malay, so the old Dashin is one posik. What does this posik mean? Kiyim besulas mizera beis Yisrael. That a kohen could only marry from mizera beis Yisrael. Doesn't mean complete. Both parents won, or it's totally after 3 years old or before three. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman the Rav. Rav Nachman said to Rav.